an original presentation from America's premier audio theater group, Seeing Ear Theater.
Here is the Midnight News, and this is Adele Donaldson reading it. Today cost the German Air Force more dearly than any other for over a month. In daylight and night raids, at least 200 enemy aircraft were launched in raids against London and southeast England. Over half of them were shot down. It was officially announced by 10 o'clock tonight, 105 of them were known to be destroyed by our fighters and anti-aircraft. Okay,
two of them.
Thank you.
There is a table, free Bartholomew.
Oh, right.
Haven't you got anything better?
Not a drop of anything but this horror.
Well,
pour me a pint of the horror, then.
Here's a place. This is so nice.
This little pub?
Yes, this little pub.
Oh, well, then. Cheers.
Yes, cheers. So, oh, you really think that this Langby is a German spy?
Oh, I do, yes. A Nazi operative.
But how can you be sure?
He wants to burn down St. Paul's. He said as much. And he's perfectly placed. He's a St. Paul's fire watcher.
But still...
Oh, bless you.
Oh, this awful God. But still...
Langby's just looking for a chance, waiting until he's alone and can safely ignore an incendiary bomb. I want you to help me find him out.
You want me to help you?
Speak to him in German. See if he recognizes what you say.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Why not? You're German.
I cannot and will not speak German to anyone in England, Bartholomew. Henry and I are already in enough danger as it is.
But Langby must be a Nazi. They wouldn't have sent me here with no purpose, would they? My assignment is to stop Langby from burning down St. Paul's. That's got to be what I'm here for.
I wasn't able to finish my schooling, but I think it is a logical problem.
Bless you.
Aren't you assuming what it is you wish to prove?
Bless you. Are you sure you're all right?
It's just that viral infection. Can't seem to shake it. But go on now.
The graduate students never say a word when they come back from their practicums. They won't answer the most basic question.
What question is that?
Is there a fundamental, immutable past, or do we as historians make it? Must we interfere boldly, or must we do nothing?
Interfere boldly? You are the one who is sounding like a spy now, Bartholomew.
But St. Paul's didn't burn down, not during the Second World War, so I have to make sure that it doesn't.
You have lost me.
My purpose for being here, to save the past, of course.
Shh now, mate.
All hands, the government has issued an announcement of the following notices. Closing all places of public activity. All theatres, cinemas, and meeting places other than places of worship are to be shut immediately and until further notice. They are being closed because if they were hit by a bomb, large numbers would be killed or injured. People are sincerely requested not to group together unnecessarily at any time or place. Attention.
Well, assignment or no assignment, Bartholomew, I would like you to walk me back to Marble Arch.
The tube station by the park?
Henry, my little brother, saved our place for us there. For the evening. Help me with my coat, please.
Here you are. You don't have anywhere to live?
We came here with nothing, Bartholomew.
But where is your family? Where are your parents?
In Poland. They were taken to a place called Auschwitz in April. Please. Let us go, Bartholomew.
Yes. Let me get the door. The Holocaust!
Pardon?
Auschwitz. It's a concentration camp, isn't it?
They call it a relocation camp. We were assured it would be for the best, but something terrible has happened to my family. I feel it.
You're Jewish.
Please... lower your voice.
What? Why? You're in England. You've escaped.
Don't you know that it is worse to be Jewish than it is to be German here in Britain? Where are you from that you would not know this?
Worse to be Jewish. It's 1940, for Christ's sake.
The people blame the Jews for angering Hitler so much that he started the war.
Oh, you've got to be joking.
No.
Still, you British do not have relocation camps for Jews. My brother and I are lucky to be here. We would be dead along with everyone else if we had stayed in Berlin or in Norway. They will not stop hunting us. Well, I have found a job.
Really? That's wonderful.
I'm working for the WVS in one of the mobile canteens that go to the fires. Well, here we are.
But it's just...
a hole in the ground, I know. I have to remove Henry from here somehow. But for the moment, it is all we have.
Well, good night then, Frida.
I had a wonderful time. It was as if I were 20 again.
How old are you?
I am 22. But a much older woman, I'm afraid.
Bless you.
Good night, Bartholomew.
Thank you for a lovely time.
Good night. Frida. She could be my great-grandmother's grandmother. Her name's Frida.
A million happy chances, her fate with mine is cast. Sweetest morning dew, innocent and true, alone at last.
Attention, whether you retrieve your water from the river, or whether the water comes out of a tap, will you please see that the water is boiled before you drink it or otherwise use it? Any WCs or drains that are inoperative are not to be used. Please dig a hole and get rid of the refuse in your garden.
A kinder invitation card.
Malpuma, Malpuma! Malpuma!
No reason to send my regrets. No reason to postpone.
What happened?
The crypt's been hit.
Hold on. Where's Bartholomew?
He's been covered, he's dead.
Bartholomew, I can hear him.
He's gone, Langley.
Bartholomew!
Who are you looking for?
Bartholomew, his cop was right here and I can hear him.
I'm here. I'm all right. I moved my cot out of the transept.
Bartholomew, it's you.
Of course it's me, Langby.
Then what? What's this?
Only the gas ring.
Blast it, the damn gas ring.
Here, I'll turn the bloody thing off at the wall valve.
Bloody gas ring.
You've saved St. Paul's and me, after all. We might all have been asphyxiated.
I shouldn't have saved you.
What?
I shouldn't have saved you, Bartholomew. I have my duty to think of. My duty to the cathedral.
Langby, you're bleeding.
I shouldn't have.
You'd better lie down.
Oh!
Told me I would find you here. What has happened?
It was a high explosive bomb. It blew a hole in the choir roof. Some of the marble statuary is broken.
Are you all right? Did something hit you in the head?
Maybe I wish it had.
Do not speak like that, Bartholomew. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm digging a grave.
It is such a small hole you've dug.
Small grave for a little thing. I was going to wrap her in my muffler, but then... I thought I'd just use that scrap of blanket because... Don't look at her, Frida. You've seen enough awful sights.
What is it?
The cat.
Oh, no. Poor kitty.
Found her this morning in the rubble. Not a scratch on her.
How spooky.
But then I bent to pet her like you showed me and... She was all jelly under the skin. Like a sack of jelly. Concussion, they say. They wouldn't let me bury her in the crypts.
I am sorry, Bartholomew.
She belongs there. She's just as honorable as the rest of us down there.
Let me help you.
All right. The dead shall bury their dead.
No, Bartholomew. Not us. We are alive.
Are we alive? Are you, Frida?
I will not stop trying to live. But perhaps I'm already sleeping in my grave, and this is the worst dream I've ever had. Oh, I would really like to wake up if it is.
So would I. Look, Frida, I know it's not much. It's not anything, really, but I want you to have my muffler. I keep thinking about how your cold gets worse and worse.
Bartholomew, you will never get another.
I suppose I won't.
They start to ration clothes and wool, too.
Please, take the muffler.
All right. Well, let us put the poor thing in the ground.
I'm really glad you're here. I thought I was going to be burying her alone and no one else would know.
Isn't it strange that...
That it helps when someone else knows? It shouldn't, but it does. Poor cat.
I found this copy of The Worker under his cot mattress when I was changing the linens.
I can't believe it. So he's a communist?
Bloody communists. Helping Hitler, they are. Talking against the king. Stirring up trouble in the shelters. Traitors, that's what they are. Tea?
No, thanks.
I'll pour me own, then.
The communists love England, same as you.
They love England?
Oh, they don't love nobody but themselves, bloody selfish lot. Here, spot of that tea, eh?
Here you go.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised to hear they were ringing Hitler up on the telephone.
Hello, Adolf.
Yeah, boy, what is?
Here's where to drop the bombs, old boy.
Just because they speak their minds don't mean they burn down old St. Paul's, does it now?
Of course it doesn't.
Do you know what the communists did? Will do?
It's the Jerrys that are doing their bloody best to burn her down tonight. 6 incendiaries so far, and one almost went into that great hole over the choir.
Communists, I should have known. I'm going back up with you.
No, you're not. You've been standing double watches for the past 3 weeks. I don't want the walking dead on the roof with me. You're getting as loopy in the head as those poor buggers huddling down the tubes.
I'm going up.
You're getting some sleep is what you're doing.
Listen to the man, Bartholomew.
As if I could sleep. As if I could sleep. Marble Arch.
What's that?
I remember now from Dunworthy's book, Marble Arch hit, 18 killed by bomb, 20 killed by flying tiles.
What are you talking about, Bartholomew?
I have to get over there.
Where the hell do you think you're going?
I have to save Frida. They're going to bomb Marble Arch.
You can't leave now, you dirty...
I have to get to Marble Arch. No sirens yet. Taxi! Marble Arch, the tube station, hurry! You shouldn't be here. 20 killed by flying tiles.
It's you who shouldn't be here.
It's you who should move on. This is our spot by the entranceway. It's our family's spot of ground.
I've got to find her.
Find who?
Frida. She's Jewish.
No bloody Jews around here.
She has a brother. I don't know what he looks like.
Well, Jew or not, you'll never find her down there, mate. This actress has been Marble Arch hundreds of times.
Frida!
Easy.
Frida!
You're stepping on me, blanket, me.
Frida!
Not the poor man sleep. It's enough with bums and the trains. Now do come to hollow in our ears.
Frida!
But will it never stop?
I'll never find her yet. There's too many people. I can't save her. I can't save any of them. Got to get out! Get out of here before it's too late!
Didn't I tell you?
What?
Didn't I tell you they'd help you?
And worse, the farther down you get.
Oh, that's so. Did you find your children?
Got to get out!
Bartholomew?
Frieda! You're here!
Yes, I'm here.
And your brother, Henry?
I've just sent him off to Bath. There is a family there. They agreed to help us. They had no place for me, but... Oh, Henry will be safer there.
Send him to Bath? Henry's alive? You're alive.
I am still alive, Bartholomew.
Oh, Dunworthy's book. I must have had a recall error. Not surprising, I've hardly been sleeping. Watching Lambie all the time. Putting out those bloody bombs night after night. I must have remembered wrongly. I'm really quite at my wit's end. I feel like I've been mistaken about everything regarding this assignment. It's this bloody war. You never sleep. You fall in love in impossible situations. Everything seems to glow with destiny and doom.
Bartholomew, you need to rest.
Where's your muffler?
I send it with Henry. I have found a place. I go there often. It is very restful there.
I would like that. Is it near?
No. It is quite a ways from here. Down by the water. But we can walk. We can go there and sit on the bed of the sea. Listen to him. He plays it every night that I've been here. He must live in one of the ruined flats up there.
The tide's so far out tonight.
And what a lovely moon.
Bomber's moon, the Bonties call it.
It surely seems as if the music is coming from up there, doesn't it? The old man in the moon plays his silver horn, my papa used to say.
I can't shake the feeling something's going to happen tonight. Something from Dunworthy's book. But I can't bring it to mind.
You're talking strangely again, Bartholomew.
Really, I just wish there was something...
Just kiss me, Mr. Bartholomew.
Kiss you?
I know who you are.
Who I am? How could you know who I am?
Well, you are not from Wales.
It's so obvious that even a jerk... excuse me, but even you can tell?
Yes. Kiss me, Bartholomew. I have dreamed of it. Being kissed by something, someone so pure.
Frieda, I'm not pure. I'm just a confused man.
I do not know much about your kind. Papa told us of the angels and archangels from the study of the Kabbalah, and I have always felt their presence, especially now in these times.
Frieda, what are you talking about?
It was the cat that gave you away. You had never seen one before.
No, I'd never seen a cat before I came here. They're extinct where I come from.
So there would be no kitties in heaven? Pity.
Heaven, Frieda, you don't think that...
That you are an angel? Of course I do.
But...
I am not easily fooled, Bartholomew. Not any longer. There is something about you that is... Well, not of this world. You are from a place beyond this world, I feel. I have always been sensitive to such things. An angel.
Yes, all right. A kind of angel.
What can you tell me about heaven? Is it as my papa said, the ten sephirot, catching and forming the light of God?
No, I don't know. I don't know what heaven is like.
What can you show me?
Frieda, I can't save you. I can't do anything. I don't have that power. The only power I have is the power to know things, to know things in advance. And that ability comes and goes. It isn't under my control.
Can you tell me if I will live through this fighting or die? What will happen to my brother?
I don't know.
Can you tell me anything?
You were right. Auschwitz is a factory for murder. We will still remember the horror of it for a long time to come. The Jews, many will die. Millions.
My family.
England will live. At least for a time. The Nazis will do terrible things, but they'll be utterly defeated. But this is not about you. It's just history lessons. I don't know anything about you.
It is a bit of hope, Bartholomew. You're certain of this knowledge?
Pretty certain.
Well, then we have to celebrate the victory.
Celebrate?
Kiss me, Bartholomew. You want to, don't you?
I want to very much.
It is not a wrong thing, is it? To kiss an angel?
No, it isn't wrong.
Achoo! Oh, dear.
Don't worry about it, Frieda. Kiss me again.
My angel.
Frida, I don't know anything about you. Who you are, what you'll be, and me, I'm just nothing.
You are my angel.
No, Frida, not an angel. Oh, well then, it's our friends from across the channel.
Bartholomew.
I have to get back to St. Paul's. I have my duty.
I know.
I'll see you again soon. Bless you.
Oh, Bartholomew, I hope so.
I've got to go. I'll see you again. I'm sure of it.
Kiss me again. Or luck. Or whatever it is that your kind has instead of luck.
I need luck as much as the next bloke.
Luck then.
I've got to go. And you should get indoors.
Luck, Bartholomew. And love.
I'll see you again.
I don't think so. Mein Engel.
No civilians allowed up here. Some pauses for it.
I'm Firewatch.
Go on, then. Good luck to you.
Over there. He's not here.
Keep looking.
What is it?
We can't find him.
Can't find who?
Langby.
He must have fallen over the side.
But Langby would never do that.
He's too careful.
There's another one. Come on.
Right behind you.
Langby? Langby, can you hear me? I'm not going to let you burn it down, Langby. Do you hear that? I won't let you burn St. Paul's. Langby!
Bloody hell!
Langby!
Bugger up, you bloody Nazi!
Where are you?
I'm down here in the bleeding corridor.
My God, Langby! You must be 50 feet down. How on earth did you get down there? Did you fall? Of
course I didn't bloody fall. I'd be dead if I'd fallen now, wouldn't I? I'll use that rope you're standing on.
I'm coming down!
God, 80 feet to the ground.
Ow! Ow! Strike! Ow!
Rope in your hands! Ow! Stop, you rat Nazi!
Are you all right?
Yes, yeah, so much the worse for you.
What are you lying on there? Oh, dear God, Langby.
It's no use. I put it out. I know you were counting on this one. It was bound to happen sooner or later with all these roofs.
Langby, let me turn you over.
Oh! It was bound to happen. But I went after it. What are you going to tell your friends?
My God, you put the incendiary out with your body.
These bloody asbestos coats are good for something after all. Why don't you just leave me here? A bit of overexposure and I'll be done for by morning. Or would you rather do your dirty work in private?
You think I'm a spy?
I've been on to you since that day in the gallery. I knew you weren't afraid of heights. You just came down without any fear of heights when you saw I'd ruined your precious plans.
Anybody down there?
We're here, Langby and me.
You?
Send for an ambulance. Langby's been burned.
All right, hang on down there.
I should have let you smother in the crypt. You may have fooled the others, but you didn't fool me. You know what gave you away?
What?
The cat. Everybody knows cats hate water. Everybody but a dirty Nazi spy. You made a big mistake telling me that Marble Arch was going to be bombed. Wanting to save your WVS tart. You're a rotten, dirty spy, Bartholomew. Your friends already blew it up in September. They'd finally reopened it for a bloody air raid shelter. You should have killed me. I'll tell.
Langby?
Langby! Will you get that bloody ambulance now?
Coming!
Langby! Langby!
Where are you? Reports of the head's exaggerated. Put the death toll at nearly 6 million due. Langby! The war is cheap. Run, sir! You can't. I'm extending promise.
Let me!
Mr. Bartholomew, please prepare yourself for your final examination.
What? Where am I? What are you talking about?
Oxford, Mr. Bartholomew. You're at Oxford, a graduate student in history. Have you forgotten about history, Mr. Bartholomew?
Forgotten?
Commence with the examination.
Number of incendiaries that fell on St. Paul's Cathedral in 1940.
Number of landmines.
Number of high explosive bombs.
What the bloody hell?
Number of volunteers on first watch.
Number of volunteers on second watch.
Casualties.
Fatalities.
They make no sense!
What's that, Mr. Bartholomew?
Where are the questions about Frieda, about Langby?
You should be answering questions, Mr. Bartholomew, not asking them.
There aren't any questions about the people.
Oh, of course there are.
Number of casualties.
Number of fatalities.
Langby put out a fire with his own body. Frieda has a cold that keeps getting worse. One cat. Fatalities includes one cat.
Fauna and flora affected is in an upcoming question, Mr. Bartholomew.
But don't you care about them all, Langby, Frieda?
They're important from a statistical point of view. But as individuals, they are hardly relevant to the course of history.
You bloody bow!
Mr. Bartholomew, you've broken my glasses.
Restraints activated.
Of course they're relevant! Let me go!
Turn off the restraints.
Restraints deactivated.
Of course they're relevant! They are history! Not all these bloody numbers. They're back there in the past with nobody to save them. They can't see their hands in front of their faces and there are bombs falling down on them and you tell me they aren't important. Langby saved St. Paul's. Frieda, I loved her. Do you understand that? Human love!
Mr. Bartholomew, you've broken my glasses.
You're not a historian!
If this unpleasantness continues, I can have the restraints reactivated.
You're nothing but a dirty Nazi spy! To hell with you, Professor Dunworthy!
Mr. Bartholomew, please come here.
I wouldn't be a historian if you paid me! Shut the hell up!
Context not understood.
Pause.
Show me Frieda, would you?
Frieda. 3 million entries under 25,000 subcategories.
Frieda Silberstein.
Frieda Silberstein. 120,000 entries under 3,400 subcategories.
St. Paul's, then. The Fire Watch.
Throughout London, there were human-shaped shadows burned into the ground. The people who cast those shadows instantly vaporized. A single stone, dating from World War II and the Battle of Britain, was left at Ground Zero following the 2013 nuclear inferno.
Oh, good Lord.
The stone had a carbon dusting on it. Speculations are that these are the remains of a tourist visiting St. Paul's Cathedral, who was leaning over to read the stone's inscription. Melinda Deering, historian at the Home Museum.
We know from other records that the stone originally said, "Remember the men and women of St. Paul's Watch, who by the grace of God saved this cathedral." But the carbon shadow, which testing shows to be human remains, has blotted out part of the lettering, and now the fire watch stone simply reads, "Remember the men and women of St. Paul's Watch."
Pause.
Seems
just
to be a
pause, computer, will you? How will I ever find her?
There are several advanced search strategies that can refine the information retrieval process and facilitate location of the data you wish to access.
Provided that data exists.
That is correct.
And as any historian worth his salt could tell you, provided one can interpret those data in a way that leads to a full understanding of their context and implications.
That is your function, not mine, Dr. Bartholomew.
What?
To repeat, that is your function, not...
What did you call me?
Your voice print account identifies you as Dr. Bartholomew, Greenwich Transnational ID number 8DN33R97F, postdoctoral fellow at Balliol, Oxford, with a Class 1 archive access rating and a Class 2 records emanation.
Postdoctoral?
That is correct, Dr. Bartholomew.
Bartholomew, to see Dunworthy.
He is expecting you. Enter.
Professor Dunworthy.
Please sit down.
I prefer to stand.
Please sit down, Mr. Bartholomew.
All right.
Of course I gave you a first, Bartholomew. With honors.
Professor Dunworthy, I just came to tell you.
I knew you would. I had complete faith in you, my boy. That's why I gave you a hard assignment. One of the hardest.
I'm sorry, Professor Dunworthy.
What's that?
I'm sorry I broke your classes, and I'm sorry I called you a dirty, nasty spy.
You were understandably upset.
And I suppose I will always be a historian, sir, whether anyone pays me or not.
She got over the cold and survived the Blitz, your Frieda.
She lived? I've been searching the archives, but I...
But I wrote the book, young man. You may have your doctorate, but there is still much for you to learn. A lifetime of learning. Young Heinrich was killed in the Baedeker raids on Bath, but Frieda migrated to Canada. She lived until 2012, the year before they blew up St. Paul's and all of London.
Frieda lived. And Langby?
There's no record currently known. He may have died in the hospital. He may have lived.
Frieda lived. Once. And this is the big secret of time travel.
Of course.
But nobody is saved. And everyone is saved.
This is the big secret of history, Dr. Bartholomew. How did you like St. Paul's?
I loved it, sir.
Yes. So do I.
It is now tea time. Departmental timepieces recalibrated.
Where does the time go? Well, why don't we have some brought in? What do you say, Dr. Bartholomew?
I'd like that, sir.
The future